Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Larry Richard with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland. It's Unfiltered, episode 43. Been a couple of weeks. We took a hiatus. It's been a whirlwind, but so good to see you guys.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too. I've missed you a lot.
Man, there is so much going on right now.
It really is.
With you especially.
I just start with, we were lucky. Now, Sheila invited me to this. I'm going to do it next year. Are for the wigs for cancer.
Oh, the Recipe for Hope event.
Recipe for Hope.
Yes.
And we were chefs. And everyone voted. And I feel so bad. I was the anchor. I held us back. We did grilled cheese sandwiches. And everybody voted.
But they were phenomenal.
I thought
grilled
so, too.
Cheese
Thank you very much.
I mean, they weren't just
there
basic.
Should have maybe added more butter. It was my fault pulling back on the butter. But what happened was everybody got trophies, like participatory trophy kind of thing. Like,
oh.
You know, just best looking glass or something, you know, whatever. And I'm like thinking, where's, here I go. Mm-hmm.
And what did we get, Jim?
Nothing. I got no trophy. I lost my self-esteem crushed.
I know.
But we're coming back. And
it was humiliating.
I think
yes,
every
we're gonna win it next year.
Participating team got a trophy
we
except the last two.
We didn't.
That
get,
would be us.
We got nothing.
Yeah.
We got nothing.
Didn't
so,
and everybody loved our sandwiches.
Wait a minute. Paul Alexander and Shelley Duffy, didn't they get a trophy?
They get a trophy every,
yeah, got
every
like
year.
They're like
every
big.
Year. Shelley gets a trophy.
Oh, best appetizer.
She makes,
glasses,
oh, well, usually fork. She makes the best desserts.
Best desserts.
Shelley, yeah.
Yeah, they won everything.
Oh, we need to steal her recipe next year.
It was like, you know, Meryl Streep winning academies. Boom, boom, boom. They win them all. We got nothing. But anyway, there was an auction where Larry and I got to go to lunch. And you got to go to lunch with Larry and I.
Well, I felt really excited because they had asked us, and we had talked to Hairpiece Charities, and we actually had Bonnie Diver, who's somebody, cancer survivor, who's so passionate about what she does behind this. And she said, hey, Larry, Jim, is there something you guys could come up with to be an auction item? Jim said, how about lunch with Larry and Jim?
It's cool.
I said, sure. So I was excited that actually we got a bid. And then I was happy that it was Andy, you know, your significant other,
uh-huh.
your buddy, Sheila. But then I thought about it. I'm like, he's given us a charity because he felt bad because no one else bid on it.
It ended up being like what, $300?
It was $300. But what I said to him was, why would you pay to have lunch with Jim and Larry?
Because we would have taken him out anyway.
Andy's just that good of a guy, though. He's that genuinely good of a guy just to donate. And he cared about us. And that's the funny thing. Now, $300 for lunch. I invoiced all my friends that I have lunch with. $300 I charge them. Harry
I think
Hayden,
that's fair.
They want to
Tommy
have lunch
Barker.
With you.
Yeah,
and
I think
one
that's
of my friends
fair.
I have lunch with now, I invoice them. We had lunch, and I invoice $300. That's what it costs. That's the market rate to have lunch with Jim Krenn and Larry Richard.
Well,
I should, so I do give them a family discount. You're not there. I go $275.
What would you charge
just
me?
Just you.
You buy it. No, not, you're free. No, you're with me.
Oh, I'm free.
Lunch
yes.
with Sheila. I could,
no,
I
I'm not included in the lunch.
But
you can take me to lunch,
$75 more dollars and charge them.
How much?
don't know, 75 will. Yeah, so I don't want to gouge. I don't want to gouge.
Okay.
After this episode, we are going to Scolios in Green Tree.
Mm-hmm. And Andy's really going to buy us lunch. No, we're buying Andy lunch.
Yeah. We got
That's
it.
Right. That's what we can do.
Are we splitting this? How are we doing this?
I got you covered.
I got
no, no credit card. No, let me work it out.
No. We'll just hand them two cards like the old school.
All right, let them fight it out. Work our chips.
Sheila.
What's the most expensive item on the menu?
We'll include
That's what
you.
I'm getting.
I don't know.
Good question. Huh?
Maybe some squingeal.
Scolios.
Like, what? Is that a sponge?
It is a great restaurant, by the way. I love this restaurant.
Scolios.
My God.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've never been there.
This is not a paid ad. They're just real good.
No.
They're like one of my, I'd say top three in the city.
Couple of people.
Huh. Yeah, Italian.
Okay.
You, Italian, top
you want
three
to hear a good Scolios story? Years ago when I was doing the weather on KDK-TV, I was meeting my insurance guy from Nationwide, and his name is Tom Frost. So... It was funny because when I got to the hostess desk, and keep in mind, I'm on TV every night as the weather guy, and I walked to the hostess desk and I said, yes, I'm meeting Mr. Frost here. She goes, nice. Of course you are.
Yeah, Larry's weatherman stuff, you know.
She goes, yeah, let me get this straight. Weatherman meeting Mr. Frost.
Yep, Larry had a couple sips of something, he's thinking. Walking around looking for Mr. Frost, next Mr. Summer, Mr. Spring,
anyway,
Mr. Thaw.
I don't know if you heard, I've had a dynamic shift in my life here in the mornings. We have the Big K Morning Show, 5:30 to 10 with Barty Griffin, and he has requested to be a guest
on
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Crenn and Sheila Hyland.
Did you tell him it's $300?
$300. Oh, no, discount, $250, tell him.
$250.
Yeah, he's requested to be a guest?
Yes.
Love him.
Okay.
Love him. So I'm a big fan.
Marty's he's crazy, insane, fun.
Brilliant.
But there's a big part of Marty that people don't hear. You know, he's bombastic and he's loud on the air. But he does a lot of good work with this Get Marty, helping a lot of people. So I think if you guys are cool with it, we should do it.
I am in. As a matter of
All
fact,
right,
I
I'm
describe
in.
You in one word when people say, how's Larry? And I go, how's Larry Rich? I say, bombastic. That's the only, that's how I describe it.
How about catatonic?
I've done once. A couple times.
Yes,
I've
your long there. Shift.
I've been there.
I'm exhausted mentally. And it's only been a few days in, so we'll see how this progresses.
You do mornings. You know, doing 24 in a year, almost 25 years. You feel like you have the flu all the time, even when you're off.
Oh.
If you go on vacation, you get like a week off. They never let you go more than a week, usually, because it's ratings and all that stuff. So, if you're good by Friday, you're normal. You're like, this is amazing. I feel normal. So you have 3 days of normalcy. And then, boom, Monday, flu.
It's like a kick in the groin on Monday.
It's like having,
it's 3
it's like having a light COVID.
It's ungodly time to wake up.
Yes.
But I guess I have an extra half hour sleep. I haven't taken it yet.
Bonus.
Because I got to get in there. I got to figure this out.
Means a lot.
So you get up at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah. He's
and
up.
You get in at what time?
I get in maybe 10 after 4. So you got some prep work to do. I get the studio ready.
I still get up. I don't know. I'm conditioned. 3:30, 4 o'clock, I get up sometime. I'll text him every once in a while. I'll get older. You're probably thinking, why
I was just
going to
say, then? Sheila, I'll get a text like the other morning. Bing, what time are we doing this? You know,
whatever,
are we doing this, and this? And I'm like, he's up. Really, what I'm thinking about, he's probably sitting on the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his phone out and he's thinking, planning your week
in
the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And do you go back to bed? You don't stay out.
Well, sometimes I just step because I'm conditioned. I don't know. I never was able to break that ever. I wake up like 3:30 or 4. And then sometimes I'll stay up, you know, and then sometimes all the time. I'm the king of the naps. I can nap anywhere. I can do 20 minutes anywhere. I can nap in the Greyhound bus station. Right in the middle on the floor. I can nap right here. No, as a matter of fact, I think I've napped twice.
I thought I recognized you.
I've napped twice on this show, 2 episodes, just completely you didn't even know it.
No, we did. We just had a conversation without you.
We didn't even know it.
Now, I'm programmed just the other way.
Really?
I mean, it's hard for me to get up before 10 a.m. because I worked nights for 20 some years.
Yeah, and you know
you
what?
You know, so I'm a You're night right. owl.
How did you deal with that? Because I did 7 years of nights and I sat next to, remember the late Ray Tannehill?
Mm-hmm.
Great anchor man. Worked at Channel 11, KDK TV.
Hall of Fame kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. Hall of Fame type anchor like
Icon.
Sheila. And I would say, one day I did the weather. This was at a noon with Patty Burns and Ray Tannehill. And I'm having an out-of-body experience being a kid that grew up here.
Well, I know exactly what you're saying.
And so
like I do the weather. See him in real life.
They go to the break, and I say to Ray, how many years did you do the 11 o'clock news? And I think he said 22 years, and he looked at me straight in the eye, and he said, there is no amount of money that would ever get me to do that again in retrospect because I missed so much of my kids growing up, and it just was like a dagger in my heart.
Yeah.
To the point where at that moment I said, I have to change my shift. Cause at that point I had three little kids.
Right.
And I was missing everything.
Be there for games and stuff. Yeah. Little League, whatever.
You do. You miss out on and dinner. Sitting down at dinner each night was what I really missed.
And you don't realize giving up every Friday night how much that digs into your weekend.
Yeah, and I worked weekends for 13 years as well.
Oh,
so I missed out on weddings, family reunions,
birthdays, everything.
Kids, games, events, you name it.
Now, that said, it did get you out of some stuff sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I still miss it. People don't even know I'm off the air, so yeah. It's an excuse.
You know, once in a while, not so much anymore, but for a long time, I'd run into people. I watch you every night. I'm like, I've been on for 10 years.
That's awesome.
But they say that, Jim, I hear you on the radio.
Yeah.
Every
and
morning.
I really liked you on the weather.
You do?
They say,
they say that to
everybody?
Oh,
yes.
Very nice.
I don't know
Mr. Frost.
I
there, Mr. Frost,
get this listening. Hey, John. I didn't know whether they meant John Shumway or John Burnett. But when they said, hey, Brenda, I'm like, they don't mean Brenda Water. Mm. No, they would say John or John most of the time.
Well, okay, now, what I know your shift. Is I would rather do the more. I say I feel like the flu, but I'd rather do the mornings than what you did, Sheila, because I found it difficult that you guys would do, say you do the 6 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wait. It's a lot of time to kill in a weird way till 11. So
you got to wait all day.
Your day's shot, kind of.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, there was work to do in between newscasts.
Okay, getting ready and all that.
Yeah.
Not like the old days. Those old days, like, be honest, they did a 6 and 11, and those guys used to go out and drink and have dinner, and I would guess that some of the 11 o'clock broadcasts in this town on television were some of the most entertaining of all
I
time.
Wish I had a highlight. You know, I want to ask you, Larry, would you tell the story of one of my the favorite all-time one of them? We'd come on from Bill Burns, whatever. We have great anchors and great media people like Sheila. I'm serious, Sheila. I that are just amazingly talented and iconic to us, you know, growing up. And you know, not you. Of course, I'm older than you. But I mean,
thank you.
But I'm just saying, like,
thank
the
you very much, Jimmy. I appreciate that.
Like when Larry mentioned, you know, Ray Tannehill, and, you know, people like that. You think of, you know, and Larry tells me a story. Paul Long and Joe DiNardo were the greatest to me. They go back and forth. I did a bit for years doing Joe, and but
I remember not knowing you, but listening to you do that stuff while I was working there.
I got a quick story. I'd love you to Paul Long, but I. Was on the air. I'm 26 years old. First, all of a sudden, ratings are just going through the roof. I don't even know what's going on. I don't understand it. I really, because I was on the road doing stand-up comedy. And so all of a sudden, people recognize me, you know, and all that. And so I was doing a Joe DiNardo impression. What I would do is I just pick a school and just I make up something stupid, you know, like, I can't even think of it, you know, like, you know, crazy saint, blah, blah, whatever. And just make up some parody of it. So anyway, I'm asked to be in a St. Patrick's Day parade. Now, I'm a kid growing up in Pittsburgh. I'm like, that is the coolest thing. Yeah, I'd like to be in St. Patrick's Day. No, and I found no one else wanted to do it because it was like early in the morning. You show up at the arena. I didn't care. I was so excited. I'm up there and I'm standing waiting, like 8:30 in the morning, something waiting for this car or whatever. Out of nowhere, Joe DiNardo jumps on my back and has me in a headlock.
For real?
Yeah. And he's holding me. I'm like, oh my God, Joe DiNardo. He goes, I'm going to tell you right now. Bleep, I'm going to bleep, bleep, I'm going to bleep and sue you, Mr. Kren, for what you've done on the air. I'm going to sue you for everything you have. I'm like,
what?
I am almost like,
you've never told me this story.
Yeah, I'm like, Mr. DiNardo, I am so sorry. Oh my God, I didn't know, I didn't mean it. He goes, I'm just bleeping with you. And he gave me a Joe said it would give an umbrella with whatever slogan was. And he goes, I love it, I love it. And we became friends after that, but. It was the coolest. Afterwards, it was cool. But during it, man, when he said, I'm like, oh, my God, you're going to get sued.
You're lucky you didn't get Luca Brasi Remember that in The Godfather with piano wire?
Look. Yes. It would have gone.
What happened to Jimmy Crenshaw?
I mean, what a cool thing, though, man. It's like, you know, he just loved it, and that was all he needed to hear. And I said, this is fun.
And how about me? I got to work with Joe DiNardo.
And Paul Long. Yeah.
And then I got to work with Bob Kuzma.
Right. Love him.
I mean, the late Bob Kuzma, he used to go, let's take a look at Mac. You had a forecast. We'll go, we're going to get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 inches of fresh snow in Katy Country. And
You just liked him.
And then he drove a school bus.
Yes, for years. Loved it.
Right? He did the noon weather. So in the morning, he drove a school bus for years, Sheila.
Really?
For Bethel Park in the morning. And then he would drive them home, and he did the weather in between at noon with Patty Burns.
Isn't that cool?
I can't believe that.
Because he loved
it. He said, I always wanted to be a meteorologist and a school bus driver. I'm like, who?
Because those two go together.
I admire that.
Here's what's crazy.
He knew what he liked.
Both of you don't know this, but you're going to go, no way. So I'm at Duane Reader's Roberto Clemente Museum, right in Lawrenceville,
love
in the old engine house. Fabulous place. Little cigar bar and wine down in the basement. Yeah. Jimmy, I'm sure you've been.
I've been there, yeah. Cool.
Duane says to me the first time I met him, you know my father-in-law. I'm like, who's that? Bob Kuzma.
What?
Duane Reader's wife is one of Bob Kuzma's daughters.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
I mean, you're a half person from everybody in Pittsburgh.
6 degrees of separation.
So back to Joe DiNardo. Yeah. Joe, when I started doing the weather at KDK TV, I think he was a little mad at me. He didn't talk to me for a while, but we were friends. And then when I got off the weather, started calling me again. He used to listen
to
the radio show.
Larry is very humble by things. I do impressions forever, right? And he can do... Larry's incredible impressions, man. He kills me. He does it better than DiNardo in his long. That's why I wanted to do
it. He was just doing his Katharine Hepburn impression. Yes. I couldn't believe
but
it.
He does Joe.
Well, while
and Paul,
we're recording this podcast, it happens to be the late, great Katharine Hepburn. She is, I guess, the all-time leader in Academy Awards, even beating Meryl Streep.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So I started imitating her on the air, and all I could think of was, on Golden Pond that she did with Henry Fonda and Jane.
Mm-hmm.
You're my knight in shining armor, Norman, the loons.
That is so good.
It's something you have to hear, not see, and I'm sorry you guys had to witness.
No, it's like she's here in the room with us. I remember Barbara Walters getting lambasted for asking Katharine Hepburn if you were a tree. What kind of tree would you be?
I remember that.
Wait, really?
Yes. It was one of those Barbara Walters specials. It was before an Academy Award show.
Why was that like something that, you know?
If you were a tree, what tree
would
you be? Because
people thought it was a stupid question.
It is a stupid question.
I would be a giant willow.
Is that what she said?
I remember the question. I don't remember the answer.
I am not kidding you.
Photograph memory or something like that.
A willow tree.
And Barbara Walters like, wow.
And I work with Joe DiNardo and Paul, so I used to listen to those guys. But you know who's really good at a Joe DiNardo, enough that he fooled me as his friend, is Albie Oxenreuter.
No,
Albie's
Albie.
One of the funniest.
I worked with Albie for years.
He's the king of the practical jokes.
So,
he knows
I don't even know if
clever.
I should tell this story.
Ah,
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Crenshaw, Sheila Hyland, episode 43. I think since we're unfiltered, I am going to tell it.
It's an innocent story.
So, two things. Albie Oxenreuter, unbeknownst to me, got the hotline number for KDK TV, and I'm in the weather center right after the 6 o'clock news. I'm just sitting there, you know, on the computer, minding my own business. Hotline rings, and here's what I hear. Richard, this is DiNardo. I go, Joe, how you doing? Because remember, when I was doing the weather, he didn't talk to me so much. I go, I'm good, Joe. He goes, hey, my Doppler's down out here. What's it look like out there?
I did not do that.
Oh, yeah. And it was dead on, Jim.
Oh,
and I go, wait till you. We should have Albie
on the show, man.
We should have Albie on.
Sheila, you know. I just asked him about this the other day. He goes, stop telling that story.
I love it.
It's true. So we start talking, and I go, no, there's nothing out there. Joe, how are you doing? Oh, I don't know, man. I got to tell you. Things aren't going well at home. And he starts telling me all this horrible stuff about
his. He's opening up.
Love life and his wife Dolores, and I'm like, And then I realized, I paused, and I'm like, this isn't an art.
He goes,
I had you, didn't I? I'm like, oh, my God, it was so good. So wait till you hear what happens. So I then, maybe 6 months later, I transitioned to morning radio. Well, Joe's wife, Dolores, passes away. Mm-hmm. I say on the air my thoughts and prayers to Joe DiNardo and his family and the passing of his wife, Dolores. In the commercial break, my producer says, Joe DiNardo's on the phone, wants to talk to you, off the air. I go, okay, let me get the phone. Now, this is in a commercial break.
Yeah,
I go, Albie,
yes.
You son of a bitch. Yeah. I go, don't ever call here. And he goes, Larry, this is Joe DiNardo. And I go, Albie, quit.
You're getting
around.
Up.
I go, come on. And he goes, Larry, this is Joe DiNardo. I'm like, oh, my God, it is Joe. He goes, I just wanted to thank you for the kind words you said about my wife. And I go, Joe, I'm so sorry. I thought you were Albie Oxley. He goes, when do I see him? I'm going to, you know.
Oh, yeah, he bleep, bleep,
so,
bleep.
2 days later, at the funeral home, I'm standing by the casket with Joe DiNardo and, you know, paying my respects. And in walks Albie Oxenrider. What timing? And Joe yells at him across, hey, I want to talk to you. You better stop calling people and telling them you're me. You blank, blank, yeah, blank, 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 blank. And all these people are looking. Albie's face was beat red. So then I come to find out that Albie has done this before.
Oh,
so at Channel 4, remember how the parking lot, Sheila would go down toward Ardmore.
Slope, yes.
But Joe, he had the guard there. I don't remember his name, Bill or something.
Okay.
So he would have the guard after the 11 o'clock news or 6 o'clock, both. He'd have his car pulled right up to the door.
Because he was Joe DiNardo.
Right. Yeah, right. So after the 11 o'clock news. So Albie calls down to the guard and he goes, hey, Bill DiNardo. Yeah, Joe. He goes, I know this is going to be unusual, but I want you to take my car and park it as far away as you can in the corner down by Ardmore there on the far right. And he goes, really? He goes, absolute. I'll explain later. So Joe comes out of the 11 o'clock news and his car's not there. And he goes, Bill, where's my car? He says, Joe, you told me to park it down. He goes, what? I did not. And he realized, Albie, I'm going to kill him.
Oh, my God.
That son of a bitch.
You know, I got to know Joe a bit about 12 years ago, about a year or so before he passed, whatever. We had lunch at his house.
Oh, wow.
It was cool. Lunch with Joe DiNardo at his house. He wanted me to come out of his house.
I loved
I'd love to
too.
Do that. So, you know, he and I are just sitting there, which was amazing, man. If you're watching Joe on TV, he just said it. I think he was so great. He was a real meteorologist, and Larry will explain. Like he went to four or 5 years military or
Air
whatever.
Force.
Yeah, he was very good. Like at forecasting
stuff.
The weather. Yeah,
yeah. But he was just like he had a look like ran in Turtle Creek and if you're living near a creek or a stream, you're pretty much screwed. All right, but what do you? Yeah, like told. But anyway,
particulates in Hazelwood. About 52. That's it. Here's Don.
Goodbye. So anyway, I asked him, I said, give me the two craziest things you did as a weatherman. So you've done in a long time, man. What was the two things you ever did crazy? He goes, I think the craziest thing I ever saw was the tornado on Mount Washington, which was key. Because, we don't get them, blah, blah, blah. So the way it formed, the clouds, he was telling me some of the, scientific things of how it happened is a freak thing. And the other thing is, I flew into the eye of a hurricane, he said once. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, because you've got to measure the hurricane. The plane has to fly through the hurricane into the middle part, which is nothing, just like a beautiful day in the middle, and they have to measure it, and that's how they could tell if it's category 1, 2, 3, or 4. These guys do. And you have to find an open spot, and somehow on radar to find it was, and they go right in with the plane.
Oh, I've seen it.
So it's
like
insane.
A four prop engine plane, military grade, and they fly in there.
He would do that.
It's insane.
Can't imagine that.
And so I said, it's the craziest thing ever. And you did that. It's cool. But I just, what a good guy. You know, I just want to talk, like, Larry's impression is great. And you do the best Paul Long impression also.
This is Paul Long. He was the first human being I saw when I started at WTAE. I was there at the radio group for 6 years. Day one, I'm walking up to the door, and I see Paul Long shuffling up closer and closer. He grabs the door. Paul Long opened the door for me. He goes, "Step into the house, young man."
House.
And I'm like, he seemed like an animatronic because I'd seen him growing up.
Right.
It was hard to imagine that I was really seeing Paul Long.
Yeah, I got to work with both of them, fortunately.
Cool. That's really
and
cool.
Paul, his desk was almost right behind mine.
Okay.
And he would anchor the noon news at the time.
Mm.
Well, Paul apparently got up very early like you two did.
Okay.
Because by about 10 o'clock in the morning, he was really tired.
Okay, so he liked the nap, like me.
I know where you're going.
So, here's how we knew Paul was napping.
Mm.
Because his forehead would go down onto the keyboard the computer. And it would make this high-pitched noise. Like,
oh, my God. That's hysterical.
That was Paul. He had fallen asleep, and none of us wanted to go wake him up.
No, he's in his REM cycle.
There was a period where I did the afternoons on WTA radio, mm-hmm. and Paul anchored the 5 o'clock radio news.
Wow.
So he had to come.
This guy worked a lot of hours, man.
Oh,
that's why he's an icon.
From upstairs, and every single day you'd hear on the speaker out in the hall, "Paul Long, report to the radio studio. Immediately, Paul.
I'm coming."
The door would open up, and he would have papers flying. And just as the sounder would hit, and they would go, "This is Paul Long, WTAE News."
Flawless. Flawless.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's the thing. I was saying, Sheila, when I do stand-up, and I know Larry's like, it's morning, and when Larry does hosting and stand-up stuff, we host everything. On my mind, you're in fight or flight when you're performing. You know, even when
it's
radio,
a good way to
TV,
put it.
Your heart's in mm-hmm. fight or flight. Your nerves are in fight or flight. And you're heightened. It's you who, off the air, but heightened 10 times when you're on the air doing stuff. So when I do stand-up, you guys have seen shows. So it's an hour and 20 or whatever. And, you know, you're getting laughs 3-4 every minute for the hour. That's the average what you do. And after you're done, something happens in my body. I just kind of physically get drained, but also it's weird because I'm not only drained, I can't get to sleep until 4 or 5 in the morning when I get home. So I get home at like midnight or 1 because after show, and it takes me 3 to 4 hours to come down from that. And I was wondering how long
adrenaline is pumping.
Well, that's it. Sheila's exactly right. Because when I flew in a fighter jet with the Blue Angels, mm-hmm. you don't realize you're pumping adrenaline the whole time, and then your body crashes shortly after you settle in.
Right?
So when you're literally pumping adrenaline that you don't even realize, Jim.
Yeah.
And then after you hit a wall.
You hit a wall.
Yeah.
And then after that, you kind of bounce back.
Which is weird.
Even anchoring the news for an hour, I felt the same way. I was exhausted when I was done, but by the time I'd get home, I was wide awake. So probably 2 o'clock in the morning before I could fall asleep.
That's what I was just wondering.
And then the kids would get me up at 6.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I was wondering that. I thought, because if you do 11 o'clock news, I'm like, you did night news. So you get home, I'm thinking, that would be weird because I would not be able to get to sleep.
I couldn't go to
hours.
Bed.
Yeah,
right
it was
away.
Tough.
Really? Same thing,
tough.
Right?
To Sheila's point, when I did the 11 o'clock news, by the time I drove home, it'd be like 12:15,
wow.
And then you're still pumping adrenaline a little bit.
You're not going to lay down to sleep.
But it was also, with 3 little kids, it was also the only time you had control of the television.
That's even tougher. Mm,
Barney, I wanted
true.
You know, Barney, if
Barney
I'd ever met Barney.
Ruled the roost.
Yeah, you know, hello. I hated that Barney thing.
You know what
Clifford,
video I remember? Here's a video I remember
Barney.
That to teach kids how to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He is a super duper pooper. He can potty with the best.
Nice.
That's
it worked for the kids.
It did. It helped.
How about you
but I mean,
that?
That's how I remember
it. Oh my God.
Because it played over and over and over again.
That's why it was surreal to me, Mr. Rogers. And I know you did. You have a great Mr. Rogers. You have a couple of great Mr. Rogers stories.
Mm-hmm.
But mine was, I was on TV KDK TV had a wake-up show. 6 months into the show, and two things happened where I knew the power of television. One was I was at Rico's restaurant with two other couples and my wife, and people kept coming in. They're looking, they're pointing, and I'm thinking, wow, people are recognizing me. I've only been on TV in the mornings for 6 months. And that's when my wife says, look over your shoulder. I look over my shoulder. Mario Lemieux is seated at a table behind me, and I didn't know he was there. Everybody was coming in.
Wow.
But it looked like they were looking at me. Boo! That's where you just shrink.
Aw. Or Larry.
Yeah. Well, yes. And the other was, I'm at this big after dinner. Mm-hmm. It was an awards dinner, and they asked me as one of the new guys to be a presenter for one of the awards. So before it was all getting underway, I walked past this table, and there's Mr. Rogers. And I'm thinking to myself, that's Mr. Rogers. And he looks up and he goes, hi, Larry.
I knew you.
And then so I'm cool. Like, I didn't expect him to recognize me.
Which is cool.
He says, and all the people with him were like, who is this guy? He says, I watch your show every morning. And I'm
that's
like,
that's awesome,
you
man.
Do?
Isn't
like, you
that get the that greatest?
He said, I swim at the PAA. Then I sit down and watch your show. He goes, you're so whimsical.
Wow.
Whoa,
I didn't
whimsical.
Even know what whimsical meant.
You should have got a tattoo.
I had a similar experience. I met him once when I was out, and I looked at her and said, oh my God, there's Mr. Rogers. And he came over and he says, hi, Sheila. I couldn't believe it either. That made not just my day, but my year.
Best.
That made my year.
And then.
Me, every time you see me, don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell me, Tim. No, I'm not kidding. I'm kidding. No,
he wasn't. He was so gracious, and it made one word change my career in the sense that I couldn't believe Mr. Rogers watched my TV show.
And complimented.
And gave me whimsical as a tag. And then when I looked it up in the dictionary, I thought,
it means
that's pretty cool, especially coming from him. And then Mr. McFeely, who I saw for many years after that, would say,
I got a Mr. McFeely story after. Good.
Mr. Rogers liked you. And he would have come on your show. And I'm like, why did somebody tell me? He didn't do a lot of interview shows, but you know.
He would have had you on.
He would have done it. But you knew him too.
I did get to know Mr. Rogers. And I've told a couple stories, I think, on our show here. But one thing is funny, it stands out, we talk about all the time, is Kenny Oldansky, my buddy. No matter who it is, no matter what celebrity I met, you'll hear Kenny going, I bet he got a lot of chicks. So, you know, and he didn't say it like that, but I'm making it nice. But, you know, Kenny would always say it. So I did a first cover of Pittsburgh Magazine. We're the Nevrose Barn Strip District. You know, it's a shot and beer bar place. You know, all the boys, Tommy, Richie, and, you know, Kenny, all my guys I grew up with, we're all sitting there. And they go, yeah, Mr. Rogers, man, what's he like? Oh, he's a great guy, man. Great, you know, he's unbelievable. And you hear Kenny, I bet he gets a lot of chicks.
Oh, yeah, Kenny. Oh, yeah. He's just every night. That's what he told me, Kenny.
Really? No.
Now, Mr. McFeely, I am at a party at Toonzeum. Rob Rogers had to sing Toonzeum downtown. And so I'm at this party, and everyone's there, Mr. McFeely, and everyone, he's just got the whole outfit on, you know, and for Toonzeum. So he's sitting on a step with me. It's an August night. They didn't have a really good air condition, but anyways, he's sitting there, and we're talking out of nowhere. Eyes closed, drops over, passes out on my chest. Eyes closed.
Mr. McFeely?
Yes. And
what?
I'm like, and up right in the mid-sentence. Well, Jim, and I'm, oh my God, I'm holding him up. There's nothing, he's out. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you think he died?
Yes. I think, oh my God, this is, the photo is going to be me holding Mr. McFeely. I want to post because I'm like, you know, I lay him gently down and I run in another room. Rick Seebeck's there. Rick, Mr. McFeely, he passed out. Or something, he's out. Call an ambulance, call an ambulance. He goes, it's funny, Jimmy. They ever thought I asked three people, they thought I was joking. Mr. McFeely, I was talking to him, he passed out. And they're like, that's a funny joke. I don't know if it's, four or five people, finally, they call. And I'm worried. He's alive, thank God, as we know. And I'm worried, he ended up being dehydrated or something.
Jeez.
But anyway, the funniest thing was he's strapped to the gurney as they're bringing him into the ambulance. I swear to God.
Strapped to the gurney.
Mr. McFeely.
You
know, fall. So he's got the whole outfit on, you know, the whole mailman thing. And he's in, his arms are sideways like this. And you see, he looks at me in the eye and he throws his thumb up at me and goes, speedy delivery.
No, he didn't.
Yes, as they're putting him in the ambulance.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's the coolest thing ever.
You two have the best stories and have
and
met the
true.
Most incredible people.
Man. They're true.
It's incredible. I have to go back and tell you about a Joe DiNardo story. Oh, so okay. I'd only worked at WTAE at that point for maybe just 3 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there almost 10 years. But somebody came to the newsroom and said, Joe DiNardo wants to see you. And I'm like, why would Joe DiNardo want to see me? I mean, it makes no sense. Okay. You know, I'm naive. I walk into the weather office, which is attached to the studio. And he's like, Sheila, you're new here. I got something to show you. I'm like,
okay.
You know, maybe he's going to show me his Doppler radar. I don't know.
You ever seen my Doppler?
And, now this would not be appropriate today. It probably wasn't appropriate then either, but times have changed.
Right.
I'm just prefacing it with that. He starts to undo his belt.
Okay.
And undoes his zipper on his pants. Yes, I swear to God. And I'm horrified. I don't know what to do. I'm just standing there like, and he quickly drops his pants and he's wearing these Santa Claus boxers.
Oh, theme.
And that's all I wanted to show.
So it's a joke.
It was a joke. And apparently he did it all the time. He wanted to show that he always wore Christmas boxers.
Joe said it.
That was a big, big thing.
You're right.
Like I said, it would not be appropriate now.
Oh my God.
I thought it was funny. I did. But it scared me a little bit until that happened.
Joe had a great sense of humor. And those guys, the old school guys were a lot of fun.
You know who has a great sense of humor? We've got to get him on the shows. We really do. This would be our greatest guest.
Who?
No kidding. Steve Blass.
He's a great storyteller.
Kindest human being. You ask him to do anything, he helped me out so many times doing things. And anyway, when I first met him, I didn't know about the sense of humor because I just met him. This is Steve. Now, I'm a little kid. Remember, he's not much older, whatever than me, but I'm just saying, I was a kid watching him pitch. Let me tell you something. He pitched a four hitter in game 7 of a World Series. A four hitter. Could you imagine today someone pitching 9 innings, four hitter? In a World Series to win it all.
He'd be making $50 million a year.
Just off that. And that's amazing, this guy. But anyway, so we book a show. And we're somewhere in by Moon Township. I can't remember. It was a club at the time. And there's 700-800 people in this club for a morning show. We used to do morning shows live.
Yeah.
And Steve's a guest. And it's the first time he's on the show. I just met him briefly before. And he seemed kind of, real kind of serious, nice guy, but... He comes walking in it looks like a Brioni suit. Like, it looks like a $4,000 or $5,000 suit. Like, really, it looks sharp. He looked like decked out. This light blue, dark kind of blue suit mixture. And he's walking with the picture of this suit, like it's kind of like, right between, blue, powder blue and dark. But he comes walking in. People are falling over as he's walking, like laughing, falling over. What is going on? And he gets to me and he turns around and the whole back of the suit is cut out. Everything. He's wearing his boxers on. Like, you're so back. It's like, it's all cut out.
That's Steve Blass.
People were crying.
Pirate for life.
That's the best thing ever. I was like, he's got to be on the show forever. He's amazing.
All right. We got to get him on too.
Yes. Added to the list. Yeah. We got some cool guests coming up. And,
Mike Lang.
A lot of fun. Now we got to go to lunch. Our big winner. Who bought it at the auction for the Hairpiece Charities is Andy
Lantzman.
Andy, looking forward to it. We'll catch you episode 43, Larry Richard Unfiltered with Sheila Hyland and Jim Krenn. We want to thank Dick Roberts, our producer, Jim Petulski from Face for Radio Productions, and thank you. Check us out, Odyssey.com, the free app. It's new and improved, by the way. They did a lot of new technological advancements to our app. It's really cool, actually. And also kdkradio.com. The Big K Morning Show with me and Marty now, 5:30 to 10 weekdays.
I'm all in. Listening.
And Paul Zeiss, 10 to 2. Do you guys know Paul?
I've met him, yeah. Nice
I don't
guy.
Know him.
Great guy.
Heard him.
First day on the job. Oh, I don't know where to park. The first time I get it is... When I'm here, nobody's here at night. Now I got to find a place. I got a pink slip on my car. So it'll be all about big personalities.
And Lair is I love bugging him. I go on Tuesdays to plug the I just drive him like crazy. So I loved on Tuesday, but Wednesday, next Wednesday, September 7th, next Wednesday, there's one of the funniest guys in the country. His name's Craig Shoemaker, the Love Master. I don't, you know him, right? You've had him on a show. You don't remember? He's been
on a
short, you know, several times. He did Showtime specials, everything. So he calls me a couple weeks ago, and Shoe said, "Hey, do you know any local comedians that, you know, be solid that would open for me, do 10 minutes and open for me?" So I text him back. I said, "Shoot, give me a break. Come on. I'll open for you." He goes, "Get out." I said, "Yeah, I'll open for you." So anyway, so the 7th, come on down to the Improv, me and Craig Shoemaker. If you, not for my show, 10 minutes, but you got to see Shoemaker.
Come for Jim and then leave.
Yeah. No, no. You'll love Shoe, the Love Master. I swear to God, I promise.
The Love Master,
I'll put
and
my
Jim Crenn. That's a whole nother episode.
That's a whole
episode 42 for that one. Yeah. Meanwhile, Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Crenn, Sheila Hyland, episode 43. That's a wrap.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.